Welcome to this week's Monday Recharge. I'm your host, Jamelia Greer. Today we're diving deep into a topic close to my heart, resilience. How do we keep going when faced with life's challenges? I'll share some of my own stories and the lessons I've learned along the way. If you're ready for a dose of inspiration to start your week right, make sure to stick around. And hey, don't forget to visit jamelliagreer.com and sign up for our newsletter for more personal insights and updates. You're listening to Barely Legal in Web3. I'm your host, Jamelia Greer. This podcast is an unapologetic look at what's happening in tech from a lawyer's perspective. In addition to tech talk, each Monday I'll be sharing insights from my journey from lawyer in small town Connecticut to an entrepreneur in Dubai. Sound like fun? Go ahead and subscribe to make sure you never miss an episode. Now let's get into it. Resilience for me is more than just bouncing back. It's about growing from experiences, stretching our capabilities, and turning challenges into stepping stones. Today, I want to talk about why nurturing resilience can change the way we face personal and professional hurdles. For me, I've had so many different personal and professional hurdles. I struggle to just think of one to share with you guys today, but I'll share this one with you. I'll share with you my experience in moving from country to country. Because many a times when you hear the term serial expat, you think it's very glamorous, it's exciting, it's adventurous and mysterious. You know, you hear 1 year I'm living in Shanghai, and then 2 years later I'm living in Singapore. But I'll tell you that when I had to move from Shanghai at the start of COVID back in January, when the news was just coming out, it wasn't that I wanted to leave. It wasn't that I decided, you know, I'm going to move out of Shanghai because I actually want to. It was the fact that we had heard from a doctor and we had heard from some other friends and contacts that there was something brewing in Wuhan. And so I had just had my daughter. She was 3 months old. We had just moved into a beautiful high-rise apartment in the middle of Shanghai, and I had a freezer stacked full of breast milk for my daughter, and everything was set up so perfectly at that point in time. But I had to move, and we essentially booked our tickets at like 4 a.m. in the morning, and I recall we just had to pack up what we could pack up and leave, because we knew that if we stayed, we would not be allowed to leave. We knew that the Chinese government would start restricting people traveling outside of China, and there would be travel restrictions in place. And so we made the decision that we did not want to experience COVID-19 while within China. We had the thought that we could actually outrun it. That was stupid. But we decided to leave, and we left everything in that move. And I recall that moment when I was talking to my husband. He said, we just need to decide right now, are we going to stay or are we going to go? If we stay, then we stay and we go through whatever. But if we go and we'll figure out things along the way. And it was such a tough choice. And I use that example to tell you that when I left Shanghai, I basically had no plan. I was in a spot with my role where they wanted me to return because, you know, COVID had not hit the other parts of the world yet. And there was so many things that were up in the air, but we stuck with it. We left, and I had to build up my entire career. We had to repurchase furniture. We had to build everything up again. And so the idea of resilience, of being knocked down and then having to build things up again, for better or for worse, it's actually a tool. The more times you get knocked down, the better off you'll be in the future situations when you have to build yourself up again. And I think over the years, moving and having unexpected changes, I've learned how to be resilient and build myself back up because of things like that. So the key thing to remember for this week is that resilience is a tool. The only way to get better or to become more resilient is to exercise it. And the only way to exercise it is to go through experiences where you are knocked down and you have to get back up again. So if you're going through something from last week or as you start out this week, remember that every day is a new opportunity to strengthen our resilience. And what's worked for me is just identifying that, realizing it as you go through the thing, that this is something that's going to make me more resilient. It's not fun going through it, that's for sure. But as you go through it, if you can just keep your mind on the fact that you are going through something that will make you more resilient, it's helpful. I hope sharing my journey today helps you see that resilience is within all of us. It's about finding our strength in our struggles while we're going through the thing, and then turning them into our greatest victories. So keep pushing, keep growing, and don't forget, you're not alone on this journey. If you like today's Monday Recharge, for more stories and tips, head on over to JamiliaGreer.com and join our community by signing up for the newsletter. Let's stay connected and support each other. Thanks for joining me this Monday, and have a resilient week ahead. I'll catch you next Monday for more Monday Recharge.